It's time for the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A Beachwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens, also the Georgia Dairy Farmers. Hey, what's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind. And time to bring in Tyler Smith with the Wednesday edition of the Athens Little League Report. Tyler, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well.
Excellent, excellent. And you sound great, too, so we will let you get right to it with today's edition of the Athens Little League Report. Tyler Smith, take it away.
Hey, thank you. Hey, last night was a huge night. We've had 10 machine pitch teams that have been itching to get back on the field. Some of those teams haven't played in 2 weeks because of the rains. So we were able to get in 5 machine pitch games last night, and we have 1 double-A game to talk about. So we'll start with the machine pitch. Game number 1, Boswell Insurance versus Hutton Vandiver. Boswell Insurance hung on during an exciting matchup with Hutton Vandiver. Boswell Insurance jumped out to a 13-4 lead through 5 innings. Boswell was led by Knox Langley with 2 home runs, Brady Coley with 2 hits and a running catch at second base. Carson Thieme had a show-stopping performance in the field with 6 putouts, including 2 running catches at shortstop and a pop-up caught while playing catcher. Thieme was also 3-for-3 at the plate with 2 home runs. Josh Moore and Brady Katz had 2 hits as well to keep the innings alive. Hutton Vandiver was not going to let Boswell off easy with scoring 6 runs in the 6th inning, leaving the tying run at the plate in the 6th. The entire lineup put the ball in play and did not strike out during the final frame. Tanny Ness had 2 hits. Harrison and Hudson Hall both had 2 hits. Great job, guys. And played good defense for Hutton Vandiver. Aleem Alamu had a solid game in the field and at the plate with 2 hits. Final score, Boswell 13, Hutton Vandiver 10. All right, machine pitch game number 2, Zaxby's versus Butler Properties. Zaxby's bats were red hot after a long layoff due to the rainouts and came on top 14-8 over Butler Properties. Zaxby's offense was led at the top of the order by Court Carpenter and Samuel Ganem, who both went 5-for-5. Luke Kelly scorched the ball all night long, going 4-for-4. Nathan John, Adam Crist, and Cole Green all hit the ball well, knocking in key runs. Jalen Sewell and Cardez White made heads-up plays in the field to stop rallies to keep the lead for Zaxby's. Even though Butler Properties Bombers came up a bit short, the Bombers had some outstanding play. Rippin' Wright Cook went 4-for-4 with a single, 2 doubles, and a home run. Whoppin' Whit Butler went 3-for-4 with a double and 2 singles. Thomas the Train Blunt went 3-for-3 with a triple and 2 singles. The Bombers also had some great plays in the field with Whit Butler making a play on every ball hit his way and punishing Patrick Johnson, turning an unassisted double play. Zaxby's 14, Butler Properties 8. Machine pitch game number 3, the Johnson Benefit Groups versus the Norton Pirates. Norton played tough and had big hits from Xavier Bishop, Rob Freeman, Julian Azuna, and Bentley Scruggs. Norton had some great plays in the field by Julian Azuna and strong outfield play from Laney Roberts. The Johnson Benefit Group, the Blue Dogs, were led at the plate by 4 hit games from scoring Warren Morris, Braylon the Bulldog Harper, and Aiden Mr. 900 Williams. Will Ryan and Bryce Johnson each had base-clearing triples, while Walker Poole and Hudson Sears went 3-for-3 with 2 scores. Quinn the Win Walraven consistently put the ball in play all night to advance the runners. Johnson Benefits Groups also had great plays from Warren Miller with 3 throwouts from shortstop, and Will Ryan caught a huge fly ball on the for an out at the hot corner. Braylon Harper was a beast on first base. Our machine pitch game number 4, the Generals versus Joma Construction. The game got off to a quick start as the Generals jumped out to a 4-run lead in the top of the first inning. From that point on, the game became a defensive battle that came down to the very last inning. The Generals' offensive leaders were William Shuler, 3-for-3, Broxton Derricotte, 2-for-3 with 3 RBIs, Jennings Holloway, 2-for-3, Tripp Lawler, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Joma Construction made this game exciting in the later innings and were led by Van Jimenez, 3-for-3, and Aiden Morrison, each had 2 hits. In the end, it was the defense of the Generals that was able to hold off a late-inning rally from Joma. Jennings Holloway threw out three base runners at first base from shortstop. This, along with a couple of other key outs, allowed the Generals to hold on for an exciting 7-5 victory. The final machine pitch games, a game I don't have a ton of information on yet. United Team Sports versus Garrett Paving. Garrett Paving was led by Shane Walls, 3 for 3. Paul Land and Theo Martin were 2 for 3. United Team Sports, 11. Garrett Paving, 5. I did hear, though, that Will Rooker had a big game with 2 home runs for United Team Sports. So United Team Sports, 11. Garrett Paving, 5. All right, so the last game of the night was a double-A game. Athens Bone and Joint Legends versus AKO Signs. Athens Bone and Joint Legends squared off with AKO Signs and on Tuesday afternoon. Athens Bone and Joint came into the game hot on a 7-game win streak. Tuesday night, the hot bats of Athens Bone and Joint continued to carry the team. Aiden Barnes hit a three-run home run to help jumpstart the Legends. Jameson Brown was consistent bat in the leadoff as well. Defensively, Courtney Eberhardt was a staple for the team at shortstop, while Manny Arnold made an impressive play in the outfield, including a laser out at second base. Kai Loudermilk was once again impressive, closing the game out on the mound, but it was catcher Tyler Arnold who made an impressive out of the plate to close out the game. Athens Bone and Joint won the game 11-6. They are now a league-best 8 wins, 1 loss for the season. So that is it for the Little League Report.
All right, great job, Tyler. Thank you very much, and we'll catch you again next Wednesday.
Hey, thank you so much.
All right, that was Tyler Smith with the Athens Little League Report, brought to you in part by Shane Todd, Chick-fil-A Beechwood, Barnett Shoals, and coming soon to downtown Athens, also the Georgia Dairy Farmers. What's your milk mood? You can follow on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at Milk on My Mind.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.